Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Chaf, the final daf of Zvachim. Pagination is 239, that's 120a in Zvachim. And we're going to start with the Mishnah, which was a very long Mishnah. It was not divided by the Rabbanan Savaroy, apparently, and was left as one long Mishnah. It can be found on page 224, which is Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis 112b. Towards the bottom of the page, we begin about 15 lines up at the beginning of a line. The laws of a bama. A bama is an altar that's erected outside of the Mishkan. Once we got to the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, such is forbidden. But in the time of the Mishkan era, there were times that it was permitted. Kol HaKadoshim Shekedishan B'Sha'as Isur HaBamos. If you have Kodshim that are designated at the time that Bamos were forbidden, so he wasn't supposed to do that, Ve'ekrivan b'shas yisir habamos, and he brought it on this forbidden altar, time that he wasn't supposed to do it, mibachutz, outside of the Mishkan. Harei elu ba'asei v'lo sa'asei v'chayavan alav kares. This is the quintessential example of prohibition, not allowed to bring on a bama, and it would involve an asei, a lo sa'asei, and its severity is the level of kares. The Rambam in Maaseh Korbanos, Perek Yud Ches, is helpful over here in codifying exactly what's going on. He writes, it's a mitzvah saseh to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaBechira because of the pasuk v'sham ta'aseh. Over there you should bring your Korbanos. And he continues and he writes, even Michutz La'aretz, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, it says, Tisa Uvasa, you should bear it, you should bring it. And then in Halacha Beis, Hamakriv Chutz, if a person brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Bitel Asei, so first of all, he violated the mitzvah Asei that you should bring it to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's also in violation of a lo sa'asei, hishamar lecha pentale olosecha, lest you bring your carbon ola elsewhere. And it's a kares as well, because the pasuk says, al pesach ve'amid lo hevio v'nichrusa. If you don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's the punishment of kares. So that's the opening statement on this topic, which the Mishnah presents quite clearly. If a person was makdish it and brought it at the time when bamos were forbidden, we continue. Hikdishan b'shas heter habamos. What happens if he made it kadosh? He designated it as a korban at the time that bamos were permitted. Ve'ekrivan b'shas yisra bamos bachutz, and then he brought it at a time that bamos are forbidden. Harelu ba'asei, there's going to be asei v'lo sa'asei, as well as a lo sa'asei, because he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash the way he was supposed to. Ve'in chayavim aleihen kares, but that is not an example of kares. It's not the quintessential example of the iser. Likewise, hikdishan b'shas iser habamos, if he made it kadosh at the time that bamos are forbidden, v'ekriven b'shas heter habamos, but he brought it when it's permitted to do so. So, for example, during the time of Shiloh, and then after Shiloh was destroyed, he actually brought the karban outside the Mishkan, even in the time of Nov, but at that time it was permitted. Then there's going to be an asei, but there's not going to be a lo sa'asei. So that is a quick overview of the iser of bamos. It's an asei, a lo sa'asei, and a kares, unless there's a variable that gets adjusted, in which case the kares may fall off. And the losase may fall off as well. Let's continue on today's daf, and the Gemara explores regarding a bama during the time that it was permitted, a bamas yachid, an individual's bama was permitted. The Gemara poses the question, itma, we learn, shechitas laila bevamas yachid. Are you allowed to shecht at night for the bama of an individual? So we know that karbanos cannot be brought at night. Parenthetically, we know in basic halacha, Yoredeya Simon Yud Aleph, that shechita for a private individual, nothing to do with karbanos, nothing to do with bama, is permitted at night, provided that there's sufficient light. The case that's given is la'or avuka, to the light of a torch. But we're dealing with over here is not your classic kodshim in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, and not your classic chulin, which is the mundane just to have kosher meat. We're dealing with this bamas yochid, the individual's bama. Is that going to be permitted or not at night? And the Gemara tells us, Rav and Shmuel, it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Chadamar ksheira v'chadamar psula. One says it's permitted and one says it's forbidden. V'kamifligi b'dirabi alazar. And this is linked to a story in the book of Shmuel regarding Shaul. D'Rabbi Elazar Rami Kroya Hadodi. Rabbi Elazar asked the following question, which is quite apparent from the psukim, something's going on. Shaul was in the middle of a battle with the people, and he realized that the people were makdish the booty, the karbanos, the animals, and then they were shechting them, and they weren't sprinkling the blood because there was no bama, there was no place for them to sprinkle blood. This is during the time of Nov, so bamos are going to be permitted, but there was no bama, and they weren't doing the sprinkling. Vayomer begadetem, and he says to the people, you have acted wrongly. And he says, golu elai hayom even gedola, bring me now a big stone. He's going to make a bama. Uksiv, and he says, bring each person, your animal should be brought. Ushechatetem bozeh, and with this knife, you'll do the shechita. Va'achaltem, and then you could eat. V'lo sechetu l'Hashem l'achol al adam, and you will not sin to Hashem by eating on the blood, meaning while the blood is still pending. You didn't do what you were supposed to do regarding the blood. And so the people indeed brought, each person brought his animal. Halayla vayishchatu. It was nighttime and they shecht. So on the one hand, he said, go lu elai hayom, do it to me by day, get me the bama. On the other hand, it describes the shechita as happening at night. So clearly there's a shorthand that's going on here, and not all the information and the distinction is being given. It's talking very quickly about something that there's a lot going on here. So mar mishani kan b'chulin kan b'kodshim. One opinion is that there's a distinction between shechting, just that it should be kosher, that's called chulin, as opposed to bringing a karban that needs a bama. So if it's a bama, even a bamas yachid, the individual's bama, it needs to be done only by day. If you're shechting for private consumption, without it being a karban, so that can be done at night. Umar Mishani and the other opinion says, kan b'kotche bama gidola, kan b'kotche bama kitano, that there's a distinction between whether you're bringing the karban in the Mishkan, in the designated communal bama, then it has to be by day. But if it's being done privately, it can be done at night. That's called a bama katana, the small bama, the private bama. And therefore, that opinion holds There's no contradiction at all. He made an announcement, as Rashi explains, that any karban that was designated to be brought on the Bama Gedola should be brought to him during the day, because that has to be done by day, even though apparently he was able to do it on a Bama Katana in practice, but since it was designated for the Bama Gedola, it had to be brought by day. But if it was something that was designated to be brought privately on a Bama, even though it was Kadosh, that could be brought even at night. Hadron Aloch Meseches Zvachim, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Mesechta more thoroughly in the future. Yashar Koach for joining.